such a brave and courageous thing to do, to stand up for yourself, to advocate for yourself, because nobody knows what's going on inside of you with your body, with your health. Nobody knows that better than you.
Cue music. Places, everybody, places. We're starting in 3, 2.
It's time for Life Interrupted Radio, a show dedicated to practical skills for your mind, body, and soul. We're hoping we'll go in one ear and stay there. Here's the host of the show, Sharon Saylor.
Welcome to the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio, where we look at the rise of autoimmune disorders. The NIH estimates nearly 24 million Americans have an autoimmune disorder. To put that in perspective, cancer affects about 9 million and heart disease up to 22 million. You'll be as surprised as I was to find out what autoimmune entails. I brought together top experts that range from doctors, specialists, nutritionists, researchers, and even those recovering from autoimmune to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information about autoimmunity and how to live your life uninterrupted. So let's get started. Welcome, everyone, to the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio. I'm your host, Sharon Saylor from SharonSaylor.com. And as always, I'm here another Friday night, 7 p.m. Oh, my gosh. Start of my weekend. I hope it's the start of yours. I always enjoy starting my weekend with you guys out there and sharing, all the fantastic things I've discovered. I just got back from 8 weeks on the road. Can you believe that? 8 weeks on the road. It's pretty crazy. I just am going, what was I doing? I'm recovering. That's what I'm doing now. I am recovering. And I've got some fun things planned here. It's right about cherry blossom time here in the Pacific Northwest. So I'm going to take my camera out on the weekend and just enjoy it. And I'm so excited about that. I just love taking those pictures. And if I get some really good ones, we're expecting some rain, so I'm hoping it's not going to knock the blossoms off. But if I get some good ones, I'll share it up on the Facebook page with everybody. I've got my chai tea and almond milk, although I have to admit it's not homemade because I just got home. So it's some great raw almond milk anyway. Hope you're curled up with something fun because I have a really amazing guest. It's somebody I just recently met, and that's what's so cool. When you meet new people and you're like, wow, you have to be on the show, right? That's what happened here because Brenda Walton is on a mission to support women in discovering who they are, what they stand for, what they believe in, and the unshakable knowledge that nothing can stop them from achieving their dreams. And when I heard about that, I was like, gotta have you on the show because all the time I hear, you know, you get an autoimmune disease, an autoimmune illness, something strikes you out of the blue, and it can just really begin to send you, maybe what I always like to say, on a corner, a left-hand turn, right-hand turn, whatever you want to call it, but it can just sort of knock you for a loop. But she has this wonderful program she calls the Worthy Program. That's an acronym that we'll go through that helps her clients learn all about the journey through self-doubt and discovery to find courage and their own self-worth. And as when Brenda and I were talking, as we were deciding on the show, I was mentioning how when you become down, the first time you get this diagnosis and maybe you're having a full-blown flare, how you can really begin to question your own self-worth at that time. So welcome, Brenda. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Now, tell us a little bit about the Worthy Program, because I know that's an acronym, and we'll just quickly go through what that stands for, and then we'll hit on some of the points that you and I talked previously about, how it relates to people that come down with any sort of life-altering quick condition that just happens out of the blue.
So the Worthy Program is a 6-step process. It's the acronym stands for each step in the process. So the W in Worthy stands for wake up. And that's all about figuring out what is and isn't working in your life and what you want to do about it. The O stands for own your power. And it's really about no longer playing small in your life and no longer settling for less than you deserve. R stands for relate with love. And there are two aspects to that. The first being unconditional love of self. And the second being unconditional love of others. The fourth step is T, which stands for trust self and source. And that's all about connecting with sources of higher power. So within our own selves and or an external source like God or universe or whatever that is for you. H stands for honor your past. And it's all about both celebrating the good things about our past, but also bringing closure to those emotional traumas that we've experienced so that they're not holding us back and preventing us from being our great self. And then the final step is Y, which is yes to life. And so once someone has worked through all of those steps, they're in this place where they're just ready to take on their life wholeheartedly and step into their own worthy self, whatever that looks like for them.
Oh, wow. Yes, that's an awesome program that I was so excited to learn about. And one of the things, let's talk a little bit about when someone comes to you, is it usually with a life change? I'm thinking, is there a difference with someone who comes from that place of maybe they've had a difficulty with self-worth their whole life, or all of a sudden there's been a life challenge that has had them question what's happened? Do you find that they can work through the process the same regardless of where or how long ago this process started for them?
It definitely is the same in both instances. And I get people coming to me in both ways. So there's been some significant life event that has caused them to sort of, I refer to some of the things that happened in my life is I got this huge wake up call that said, you need to deal with some of this stuff. So it comes in a major medical diagnosis or a relationship fell apart or, you know, all of a sudden you lost a job and you don't have money to pay the bills. So it can come with some sort of major life event. But I also have clients coming to me that just have this sense that something's off, that their life isn't quite where they want it to be, and they don't know what it is that's preventing them from that. And so they can come from either direction. I would say that the people who have some sort of major life event happening have this different awareness. So, holy cow, something's really off right here, and I want to do something about it, as opposed to someone who, you know, is just, I would describe it as feeling out of sorts. I'm not sure if I have the best life I could have, and I see other people around me being super successful, and why am I not quite there? And so there, sometimes when they come from that space, it's more about actually waking them up first versus, you know, a major life event where they've already had this huge wake-up call.
Oh, that's a good point. I didn't think about that. Yes, when I got my diagnosis, that was a huge wake-up call, especially because I thought I had been doing a lot of healthy things. I exercised, don't drink, don't smoke, you know, was eating what I thought was a healthy diet. I've since found out that it could have been a lot healthier. But you're right, that was a huge wake-up call. And I know that you talk a lot about gaining clarity during that time of that wake-up call is really critically important. Can you share with some of the ways that people can work through to get clarity on, okay, I've just had this major shock, and most likely in our case here it is a medical diagnosis. That could be a real time of confusion. What are some tips you have for people so they can gain some clarity around, okay, what just happened and what does this really mean?
Yeah. Often I'll start my clients with creating a list. And for people who haven't had that huge sort of wake up call, it's often easier for them to start looking at what is and isn't working in a physical sense. So I'll have them go through their house and figure out what needs to be cleaned up, what's sort of off and needs to be addressed in some fashion. So it gets them in that mindset of looking at a situation around what can I do about it. And then once they sort of are in that flow, then I have them look at all personal life areas. So what's your finances like? What's your health like? And often that's when the really deep stuff will come out. So for example, a health situation, they might uncover that they haven't really been themselves for quite some time. And in the ongoing work that I'll do with them, it can uncover all kinds of different things. And depending on what they uncover and depending on what they want to do about it will lead us in different paths around finding solutions to that.
Wow, you got me thinking on two questions, two thoughts right there. First, if we just had Sharon McGrill on talking about the toxic home and how, changing out different ways that you take care of your home. And one of her things is always about decluttering. I'll tell you, I did that process, and you're right. There was something very freeing. And even though I didn't think I had a cluttered home, I went, she has to go through and like, what do you really need? What or like or love? But it was an interesting process of what I did take away. And even some things that I felt like were keepsakes, somehow just packing them away with love, it was a very freeing experience. I love that that's where you start, because that's a very safe place to start. I can imagine if we started right into the emotional stuff or something, it could just slow things down a little bit.
And a perfect example comes from when I did this exercise myself. So there was it seems like a minor thing now, but my husband had built a back deck for us, and he had completed the whole deck, but he hadn't completed the risers on the steps going down to the ground. And it was frustrating me and it was annoying me. And why didn't he get that done? And so I had this emotional attachment to that. And when I stopped and thought about that, and I thought, I can fix that myself. I can pound a few nails into a few steps and finish that process off. And I was able to let go of that emotional attachment, the anger, the frustration that I was feeling by that one thing. And we all know that our emotional attachment to all kinds of things affects our personal well-being. So I don't know that it necessarily would lead me to, say, a significant health situation, but by being able to let go of that, I know that I'm making sure that I'm at my best self and not inviting in any kind of sort of additional negative energy.
Well, you know what I loved about the process, and I think it's a great one. It's a nice, safe way to start. It was not difficult. I didn't go into it like, we're going to work on your emotions, or we're going to work on your not letting go, or, I just went into it like, I've lived here a long time, and there are some things that I definitely could get rid of, or pack away, or to give away, whatever you want to call it. There was an implied safety in that, I think, because it was in my mind, it was just cleaning up the house, so to speak. But by the time I was done and you looked around, there was a real sense of lightness about it that allowed me to go, okay, that wasn't so bad. And I could see how that's a perfect first step to opening the door to some things, that could be a little bit more difficult, but you've already got this frame of mind that, wow, that's not so bad. I'm able to let go here. I can let go there.
Absolutely. And it's so empowering and freeing. And that while looking at that other stuff, that emotional stuff might be scary, you already have a sense of accomplishment, success. And there's this, okay, I'm not sure I want to go into it, but I've had some success. So let's give it a try.
And that's what was fascinating to me, was some of the things I have is just sort of souvenirs around the house. I had a lot of them from my travels and things people had given me and stuff. I was so-called dipping my toe into the emotion by, do I want to keep this? Do I want to pack it away? Do I want to leave it right where it is? And so I think that is a great first step of learning to let go, is going through your house and decluttering it. Maybe yes. Clutter is too strong a word, because some of the stuff I didn't consider clutter. It was just like, maybe it's time to refresh everything, start over. Awesome.
And what do you want, right? What's serving and supporting you in your home space, and what needs to be released because it's no longer serving and supporting you? It was a beautiful thing at the time. It evokes beautiful memories, but is it serving your highest good right now?
Yeah, thank you for bringing that up. That is so critical, that idea of right now. Maybe it did serve you then. And that was true. I had several things where I'm like, why am I keeping this? anyway, that's fantastic. I think that's a great place to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with Brenda Walton on some more of these great ideas about her Worthy program and how people, when they have autoimmune conditions, can really bump into that idea of our self-worth and how we discover it and figure out our place in the world. So we'll be right back.
Life Interrupted Radio will return after these messages from our sponsors. It's great sponsors like these that keep this show coming to you every week. Be sure and stop by lifeinterruptedradio.com to learn more.
Hi, this is Sharon, and of course you know me from here on the Autoimmune Hour, but maybe you didn't know I'm also an author, mostly nonfiction. But recently I delved into the world of children's fiction with the Pinky Chenille series. If you haven't had a chance to check out Pinky Chenille and the Rainbow Hunters, go over and check it out at pinkychenille.com. That's Pinky, P-I-N-K-Y, Chenille, C-H-E-N-I-L-L-E.com. Thanks. See you there.
Your conscious lifestyle on steroids. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Humanity Healing International is a small nonprofit with a big dream. Since 2007, HHI has been working tirelessly to bring help to communities with little or no hope. Our projects are not broad mandates, nor are they overnight solutions, but they bring the reassurance that no one is alone and that someone cares. To learn more, please visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
I'm Fidel Nshombo. I was born in a city called Bukavu in the Congo.
We were a loving family. And then, boom, everything that I had disappeared in a single day.
People think that when you are a refugee and they resettle you to America, and all your problems are done. They don't understand that that's the beginning of everything.
I was not born a refugee. I was made one.
It's time we welcome refugee families with open arms. Learn more at embracerefugees.org, brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio. I'm your host, Sharon Saylor from SharonSaylor.com, and we're here today with Brenda Walton, the founder and creator of the Worthy Program, where she helps clients learn through their journey from self-doubt to discovery of courage and their own self-worth. And I just love that idea, because when we have an autoimmune condition, we can begin to feel like we're not worth anything or much or whatever. It shifted for me when I was going through the flares. But now that everything that we call as a community of thrivers, absolutely a lot of courage to get from that point of diagnosis to a thriver. So I think that helps us uncover our own self-worth in going from survivor, from diagnosis survivor to thriver. So thank you, Brenda. I love the concept of how you help us gain clarity. And I wanted to work through some of the different steps of this. Then we go into the O of own your own power. Now, guys, I'm just skipping over a lot of these depth of this here, because we only have 50 minutes with Brenda. We'll probably have her back, but we only have 50 minutes with Brenda. So I want to make sure that we get some tips on all of these different sections, so you have some things to take away. And so the second one is own your own power. And that one I was so fascinated by. It was so many steps that I think are absolutely important that when we're recovering was find your own voice, learn to trust your intuition, and transform your inner critic to your inner coach. And to me, those three spoke so loud as when I was dealing almost weekly or daily sometimes with what I'll call white coat authority, is trusting my own intuition and finding my own voice to speak up and say yes or no, that will or won't work for me, or you're not listening. That was a common one.
Yeah. And that often can be, we're so conditioned to take advice, especially from doctors, that especially for someone who is struggling with self-worth, it's often really hard to stand up and speak up and advocate for yourself, because you already have these feelings of self-doubt and who am I to question this authority? They went to, you know, medical school for how many years, and who am I to sort of challenge that? But it's such a brave and courageous thing to do, to stand up for yourself, to advocate for yourself, because nobody knows what's going on inside of you with your body, with your health. Nobody knows that better than you. And so I just really honor and respect women, people in general, because men struggle with this as well too, but health issues too. But I really honor and respect people who have the courage to stand up for themselves and say, this is or isn't working for me. I'd like another opinion. I'd like to get some more information, whatever it is. It's such a courageous thing to do.
Absolutely. And sometimes you just even feel crummy. And then the last thing you want to do is worry about starting some sort of conflict that you don't feel like you're on your best defenses about. And that's so true. I love that. And one of the things you talk about is transforming the inner critic to inner coach in this part of the program. You know, I found the inner critic could be easily turned on by, I'll say, well-meaning people who start questioning, how did you get here? Or you must have done something wrong. Or, you know, it was an interesting dynamic at the first part of the diagnosis of how that inner critic probably was loud enough to begin with, but then had outside forces sort of amplifying it. What are some ways that you encourage people to strengthen their inner coach to help rein in the inner critic?
There are a lot of ways that you can start to shift that. I talk to folks about just awareness. So you need to pay attention to the things that are entering your inner awareness, your conscious mind, and determine whether it's empowering and supportive or whether it's something that's keeping you playing small. And often we defer to those things that keep us playing small because we, especially people who struggle with a self-worth kind of issue, it comes from years of and years and years and years of either being told or implied through society that in some way we don't measure up. And so to actually silence that, you first have to identify that you're even in that space, that you're in this place of not being an inner coach, but instead you're actually being an inner critic. I talk about the bully within, because often the things that I hear people describing about themselves is far worse than what they would ever tolerate someone in a playground or some public situation being bullied, but they will allow that language within themselves. The other one, and this happened for me recently, I was recently hospitalized myself. It wasn't from a disease, but it was. I actually fell and broke some bones. And I knew that I wanted to protect and keep sacred the space that I was in when I was in the hospital. Emergency can be loud and noisy and a lot of commotion going on. And then once you get taken to the room and even after surgery, there's people coming and going and visitors. And I just wanted to make sure that I held my energy in the highest space and the most powerful for my own good and my own healing. And so I very intentionally every day would put my headphones in and listen to meditations on my iPhone while I was just in bed, and it would help me fall asleep and I'd have a deeper sleep and it would just keep me in a positive frame of mind. There were times when the nurses came in and commented on how incredibly calm and peaceful I seemed while I was there. And I just smiled and I went, yeah, I'm taking care of myself in the best way I know how to. And I'm ensuring that all of the energy that's affecting me is from an empowered and positive space.
Oh, beautiful. And I love that technique of having the meditations already there right with you to be able to just tune out the world. Awesome. Great tips. Thank you so much. Let's jump forward. And like I said, everyone, the program is much deeper than we have time to go for here, but I want to jump forward to relate with love. There are a couple of points in here that I really resonated with. And one of them that I find that people get stuck in a lot is what I like to call forgive. And I know Dr. Anita Sanchez, which we've had on, she calls it forgiving the unforgivable. And here we have forgive past hurts. And to me, it's so important that people understand that how forgiveness works. So let's talk just a quick little brief talk about what it means to forgive and how it actually does affect our physical body.
So relate with love has the two aspects, and one is unconditional love of self and the other is unconditional love of others. And that comes from a place of non-judgment and from forgiveness. And often I find the place that's hardest for people to start with is unconditional love of self. And so I really get them to work on that and just appreciate that they're perfect, whole, and complete, just that the way they are. And then it's easier for them to go in and deal with the forgiveness and past hurts. And I use this technique called RIM. It's R-I-M. It stands for, originally stood for Releasing the Inner Magician. It was a book by my mentor. It's a way of taking people into this deeply meditative state and identifying and resolving past hurts, past emotional attachments to things, and truly getting to that place of forgiveness. So it doesn't change the event that happened. The event still is a factual part of our lives, but it changes our emotional attachment to it, because it's the emotional attachment to the events, the past hurts in our lives, that keeps us stuck. It's not affecting the person who may have harmed us or hurt us or whatever. It's keeping us stuck. It's keeping us playing small. It's leading us into health crises or bad decisions for finances or whatever it might be, but it's affecting us. And so by finding a place of forgiveness and compassion and moving through that, you come out stronger and more empowered. And I have a beautiful example of a client that I worked with, and she had some significant childhood trauma, both physical and emotional abuse. And in the RIM process that I was doing with her, she, in this meditative state, found in her childhood home, in her closet, in her bedroom, this box of memories of events that had happened to her. And she remembered as a child putting them in this box and locking them away so that they couldn't hurt her anymore. And when she took them out, so she was in this meditative state, and when she took them out and she sort of took out each event and looked at it and examined it, she actually had a different sense of each of those events. And she actually, at the end of it, felt compassion and forgiveness for the people who had been in that situation with her, and felt lighter and freer at the end of it, because she could let go. She actually could release all of those things out of that box and let them go. And she was just an absolute lighter energy at the end of that session than she had been when we went into it.
Wow, what a story. How amazing is that? I'm a huge fan of forgiveness, and we sponsor Project Forgive here on the show with Dr. Sean Duperin. I think forgiveness is misunderstood, and you had a beautiful explanations of it. I think oftentimes people think forgiveness is for the other person, and for me, it's always about my own health and my own being and my own comfort and my own state of being. That I've heard an old quote or something about holding past things against, you know, things against people is like taking poison and waiting for the other person to die. It just doesn't work, guys. You got to let it go. You got to let it go. We need to take a quick commercial break. I want to make sure we have enough time to get through just the iceberg, top of the iceberg of all of these. You can just hear how deep and profound her Worthy program is. So we'll take a quick commercial break and come right back.
Life Interrupted Radio will return after these messages from our sponsors. It's great sponsors like these that keep this show coming to you every week. Be sure and stop by lifeinterruptedradio.com to learn more.
Do you want to be a better leader, have better relationships, become more self-aware, be a better communicator? Hi, I'm Sharon Saylor, best-selling author, professional speaker, and executive coach. And my life passion is empowering professionals to be the best that they can be. After years of working with professionals, I've discovered the 7 things nobody is telling you that can cost you your clients, sales, and even your career. And I want to give it to you free. You've heard my show, you know my passion, and maybe we'll be working together sooner rather than later. So go grab this ebook now to find out the 7 things that's costing you big time over at sharonsaylor.com/radio gift.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose: to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free. AscendingHearts.com.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
What are all the things you witness online in a day? Cats playing piano, selfies on your feed, your friend's picture being turned into a nasty meme that's been shared 50 times, 51, 52. When someone's being bullied online, it's hard to know what to do. Now you can speak up with the witness emoji. It looks like an eye in a speech bubble, and it's in the symbol section near the clocks in your phone. You'll let the world know it isn't cool, and you'll let your friend know you care. Learn more at eyewitnessbullying.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio. I'm your host, Sharon Saylor from SharonSaylor.com. And today we're here with Brenda Walton, and she is on a mission to support women in discovering who they are, what they stand for, and what they believe in, and the unshakable knowledge that nothing can stop them in achieving their dreams. And I like to say, including your health dreams. So if you have an autoimmune condition currently, you can certainly step into that position of Thriver as well. And we've gone over the different parts of the acronym for WORTHY. We've talked just briefly the surface of this on the wake up is the W, the O for own your own power, R relate with love. We're going to jump ahead here into T for trust self and source. And so there's so many little points on this one that we could get into. One of them is that really had me interested was the ability to be more present and aware in your life. I think oftentimes it's so easy that if we're in physical pain, sort of to shut all that out. What tips do you have for people to stay present and aware and how that can transform the experience you're going through?
Often it's easy to get caught up in the day-to-day busyness, the running to doctor's appointments, whatever it might be, that taking time to be present in every one of those moments and having gratitude for all of it. And that might seem weird to have gratitude for an illness that's really incredibly challenging. But I think gratitude brings more, the more that we can focus on gratitude, the more that we can focus on the positive aspects of everything that surrounds us, the more positive energy we bring towards us. And so I think the more that we can be intentional in that, the more that we can invite more of that healing, positive, powerful energy towards us. And so I just think it's such a valuable thing to be totally present in every moment and not worrying about the future, dwelling on the past, but really appreciating the here and the now.
Oh, yes. And I'm such a huge fan of gratitude. I'm glad you brought that up. One of the things that I've shared, and I'm trying to remember, one of our beautiful guests is the one who turned me on to this, but I can't remember who it is. I'm so sorry. Was this idea of thanks to your speaking to your body, being grateful to your body. Thank you for waking up today and breathing all night long. Thank you for being able to stand up or whatever it is. Sometimes it is just being able to roll out of bed maybe or put your feet on the ground. It can be as simple as that. But this process was being thank you body instead of oh goodness body, you're doing this all wrong. Why are you not doing this? Why are you not doing that? But focusing on what it's doing correctly, what it's doing right, what it's still doing every minute that's keeping you here and functioning and heading towards that thriver place if you're not there yet, or if you're there yet, keeping you there in the thriver place. So thank you for bringing that awareness to us again, because gratitude is definitely one of my favorite ways of keeping my body in the right place.
Well, and sometimes even this might sound really odd, but even gratitude for the illness, because the illness woke us up. The illness put us in on a path to even better space. So it doesn't mean that you aren't still dealing with the illness, but it's this, you talked even in the beginning, I think it was, where you thought you were really healthy and then you had this awareness that you have this illness and you even invited more health into your space. And so as odd as it seems, it's not just gratitude for the body that I'm in, but gratitude for this wake-up call before it was too late. Now I actually can be an advocate for myself. Now I can find ways to improve and do even better than I thought I was before. And what a gift. What, you know, thank you. Thank you for bringing this into my awareness.
That's awesome. I'm glad you bring that up. I've talked about that. I know I wouldn't be doing the autoimmune hour if it hadn't been for the diagnosis. And all of the things I learned prior to that in the communication world about standing up as a professional, teaching people public speaking, courageous communication skills, conflict resolution skills, has played into this, which is just fantastic for me because so many people say, I don't know how to talk to my doctor. And a lot of the things we talk about here is how to be a great self-advocate for yourself, as well as talking to yourself. So you're right. There are silver linings in all these interesting turns that our life takes. Oh my goodness. I think this is a great place. It's a little early, but I'm going to take a quick commercial break here, and then we'll come back for the last two, the H for honor and the Y for yes, and then learn more about Brenda's program. Plus her new website, plus she has a new book. So we got a lot to squeeze in. So I think we'll take an early break here and we'll be right back.
Life Interrupted Radio will return after these messages from our sponsors. It's great sponsors like these that keep this show coming to you every week. Be sure and stop by lifeinterruptedradio.com to learn more.
Hi, this is Sharon, and of course you know me from here on the Autoimmune Hour, but maybe you didn't know I'm also an author, mostly nonfiction. But recently I delved into the world of children's fiction with the Pinky Chenille series. If you haven't had a chance to check out Pinky Chenille and the Rainbow Hunters, go over and check it out at pinkychenille.com. That's Pinky, P-I-N-K-Y, Chenille, C-H-E-N-I-L-L-E.com. Thanks. See you there.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Change and growth are part of natural life and also part of your spiritual life. Everyone needs support and guidance, especially during life passages. Upgrade yourself with the OM Times Experts program. With OM Times Experts, you have access to the best intuitive coaches, spiritual teachers, counselors, astrologists, and oracles. Our team was carefully selected so you can trust. Find out more at experts.omtimes.com.
Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Hey, Dr. Phil here. You know, I help people solve difficult problems every day, but one problem has me stumped: childhood hunger. Nearly 16 million children in America struggle with it. Luckily, the Feeding America network of local food banks collects surplus food, giving hope to hungry children and their families. But they need your help. Join me in supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio. I'm your host, Sharon Saylor from SharonSaylor.com, and I'm here tonight with Brenda Walton, and she's on a mission to support women in discovering who they are, what they stand for, what they believe in, and the unshakable knowledge that nothing can stop them from achieving their dreams. And as you've heard, her program works whatever your dream is, even if that's changing your life as far as moving through the illness into the thriver position, into that place of power and courage and bravery when you're the thriver. And the last two I want to just briefly just jump on is here, Ages for Honor Your Past. And you have this different places about understanding how to move through stuckness quicker. as well as finding closure. But in the sake of time, I really want to know about how to move through stuckness quicker, because I think we all tend to get stuck on occasion.
So stuckness, what I describe in my own experience, is it doesn't mean I don't hit that stuck point every once in a while. Even the creator of this program can still find moments where I'm stuck in my own self-worth. But what happens for me now is I have this awareness of, oh, wow, I'm doing it again. And I can move through it quicker because now I have an awareness of how being in that place of feeling unworthy is no longer serving me. And so I had a situation just recently where I was kind of in it myself, and I just reached out to whoever I could, the coaches in my life who could support me and just get me through that quicker, because the more I stay in that, the more unhealthy it becomes for me. It's not serving me. It's not moving me forward. It's keeping me stuck. And so I find that having done all of the work, I have this heightened awareness of when I'm even in that state and what I need to do to get myself out of it. So maybe it's getting a hold of someone who's a coach in your life that can help you. And because often a coach or some external source like that has a way of looking at whatever you're stuck in from an objective viewpoint. So they're not emotionally attached to it. They're not triggered by whatever just happened. And so they can ask some really great questions that help you step out of the situation and look at it from a different perspective so that you can actually move through it. It's been invaluable for me, the coaches that I've had in my life, and helping me move through what I need to do so that every time it happens after that, I can get back on track so much quicker.
Oh, yes, I know. And stuckness is one of those things. It's like I have a mentor who talks about just learning in general. And I think stuckness falls into that category. He says to me all the time, he says, when we're learning something, it can be a long time between what we do and when we recognize it. But you know you're getting better when that time gets shorter, when you do something and you recognize it. And as long as that time is getting shorter, and it sounds like your time was pretty short, it's like, uh-oh, here we go. let's get out of here. That I love that this idea of, because every time I do something and I think about it, I'm like, okay, yeah, Sharon, you're learning. That time was getting shorter. The time is getting shorter until the point where it can happen pretty simultaneously at times, which I love that. So thank you for bringing that, because I think we all can get stuck, and especially with an autoimmune disease. If we take a little slip down the mountain, like I say, we're feeling really great, and then the next morning we wake up and we start getting stuck and like, oh, what did I eat? Did I, you know, what was it, stress? What, we can start actually even sliding backwards a little bit. So I appreciate that.
One of my favorite quotes is a Brené Brown quote when it relates to that. And she says, once you see a pattern, you can't unsee it. So once you're aware that you have this pattern, once you're aware that you have this tendency to get into a place of stuckness, of unworthiness, you can't unsee it.
I like to say a good coach sometimes states the obvious, but the obvious isn't obvious until somebody states it. You know? I think that's a good coach. There are many times with my own coaches that even being a coach, guys, we have coaches. Both of us have coaches, even being a coach, is that there's so many times when my coach will say something and it's like, oh. You know, it's like, yes, you're right. But sometimes, like I said, the obvious isn't obvious until somebody talks about it.
Yeah.
Fascinating how that happens. But let's zip right along, because I want to make sure we have plenty of time to talk about worthywoman.com and your brand new best-selling book, Women Who Influence. So let's jump into Yes for Life. Yes to Life. That's my favorite part of it. Absolutely. That keeps us moving forward regardless. I like to use the Yes for Life from the beginning. So with this program, I sort of did Yes for Life the whole way through. And, you know, ending with it is a great celebration too, but it keeps you motivated. But let's talk about a few of the little things about Yes to Life.
So Yes to Life is such a wonderful step. And I love watching my clients when they get to that point. So they really have worked through all the previous steps and they're at this place of, I am going to do whatever it takes to continue to move me forward in the direction that I've identified for myself and do consistent steps every day to keep moving me forward. And so at this point, I describe clients as becoming master manifestors. So they're at a place where they've resolved some of the big stuff in the previous steps, and they're at a place where they have absolute clarity about what they want and what they don't want and how to go about achieving it. And when you have this powerful clarity about what you want and what you don't want, it's fascinating how quickly things begin to manifest themselves. I have a friend who recently also sustained an injury, and she knew that she wanted to find a healthcare provider that had this specific expertise. And so she just began asking and asking and asking. And eventually one of the people that she asked put her right in touch with the exact person that she was looking for, and has been in a state of recovery now. She had a traumatic brain injury and has been in a state of recovery now, and is moving through that process quicker than even her doctors thought she would. So what would normally take somebody 3 or 4 or even longer to work themselves through, she's going through it in months and moving forward in such a positive way. And it's because she has this absolute clarity that I'm going to find somebody who understands what I'm talking about, who can give me the kind of help that I'm looking for. And I'm not going to stop asking. I'm not going to stop looking until I find it.
Oh, bravo. Bravo. I love that. And I think that is the mindset to wellness for sure. And one of the things I wanted to point out that you mentioned was moving forward in the right direction. I want to point out that the direction can change, because with this clarity that you get through the program, what is fascinating to me, it's okay to change your mind, or it's okay to change directions, even if you're like, okay, this is where I'm headed. But sometimes when you get down that road, you're like, I want to go over there. So like when you're driving on a vacation and you see that crazy roadside attraction, let's stop there for a minute. But this clarity that you have about what you want and specifically what you don't want, because that, a lot of times when someone bumps against what you don't want, you have the courage to say from your clarity, that's not going to work for me.
And it comes from a place of confidence, as opposed to, I don't have any other choice, I guess I'll try this path.
Right. When you have that clarity of what you want and what you don't want. And I think they're both important. But I don't know about you, Brenda, but have you found that sometimes people are better able to say what they don't want, and sometimes they get stuck in what they want? They're like, oh, I don't want that to happen again. And I don't want that. I'm not going back there.
Absolutely. And that's what the Relate with Love step is really about, because it's okay to care for myself. And I think people who are stuck in and have struggled with self-worth for a long time look at that Relate with Love as being selfish or self-serving. And the truth is, it's actually critical so that you actually can be forgiving with yourself and know that you may be on one path and get some new information that makes you go, oh, maybe I want to go over here. And that's okay, because it's coming from a powerful place, as opposed to, I don't know where to go next. If it's coming from a powerful place as opposed to a helplessness place.
Yes, the powerful place, everyone. Finding our and claiming our powerful place. And part of that, I just enjoy the Worthy program with Brenda Walton. And Brenda, I want to make sure we have plenty of time here to talk about your brand new bestseller, Women Who Influence. And then we'll jump into over at worthywomen.com. So let's talk a little bit. Congratulations, by the way. Let's talk
Thank
a little
you.
Bit about your book.
Yeah, so I am a co-author with 30 other women in a book called Women Who Influence. And all 30 women tell powerful stories about how their life, their journey has led them to a place of influencing others and influencing the world around them. And each story is equally powerful. It's an honor to be a part of that with these incredible women.
But just give us a little tease about your story.
Well, my story in the book is titled, I'm Totally Worthy. And it's all about my own journey through the 6 steps and some of the things that I bumped up against. One was, you know, I've had a number of things in my life that have probably perpetuated this belief that I'm not worthy. But it through my own journey that every time I can stand up and claim my worth, life just becomes magical for me. And so that's a bit of what the story is about, is some of the things that I bumped up against in my own self-worth and how I got myself through them.
And that's what I love about these anthology books, where you can see little bits of yourself in everybody. And you're like, oh, I can relate. I can relate. And that, what I love about being able to do that is then all of a sudden, you as the reader, I'm not alone. I'm not the only one that's ever felt this way or felt that way or been stuck there or been through that muck over there. And that's what I love about these anthologies.
And it's really interesting that you say that, because probably for 30 years, I was in my own space of not feeling worthy, because I honestly believed I was the only person who felt that way. I looked at everybody around me and thought, how do they have it all together? And I don't. And I never talked to anybody about it. So I kept it, I kept to all these things to myself. And the more that I open up about it and the more that I talk about it, the more free I become.
I know. Isn't that an interesting, it's an interesting dynamic that happens. I find that about with our illness too. The more we talk about it, the more we understand that other people go through the similar things, and you can share like what worked for you and what didn't work for you. And I love that about our community here at the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio, which brings me to your community, worthywomen.com. Share a little, I know you have a brand new website. It's absolutely gorgeous. Share a little bit about.
So what I really like about that website is there are a number of videos each talking about one of the steps in the worthy process. So people can go there, they can look at the videos, they can hear different stories that I tell. I shared a couple on the call today, but different stories for each of the steps and clients that I've worked with, and get a better understanding of what each of those steps are. And then also as a part of it, total disclosure here, as a part of it, you're also through that site, eligible to sign up for a complimentary coaching call with me. So a 30-minute call to see whether the Worthy Program is a fit for you and whether you want to look at that as an option. So, but you can look at all the videos for free. Doesn't cost you anything to look at the videos.
And as you can tell, she's just a powerhouse of knowledge here that can help you through that. So enjoy the videos over at worthywomen.com. We'll have that up on the show description as well. Brenda, thank you so much for being on the show tonight. I think this understanding these other angles of what can keep us stuck and our health from not moving into the thriving position. I know when I started looking, at first it was purely physical. And then I realized that it's mental, emotional, spiritual. The whole package has to be energetic, has to be all in alignment for be able to move into that thriver place. So thank you for sharing your Worthy Program with us tonight.
Thank you so much for having me. I really enjoyed my time.
Everyone, be sure and jump over to lifeinterruptedradio.com, and you can sign up for Transcribe Tribe. So anything you heard today will be in a transcript as well. There'll be the videos, video clips, as well as the whole audio over there. If you want to listen again, oh, jump over to lifeinterruptedradio.com and get your transcript as well. And all the other shows, I don't know, we're 170-ish plus now episodes in the 4 years we've been on the air. You can, they're all there. If you, I think they're all there. We might have missed one or two. If you find one, you know, that you want, just drop us a quick note over there on the contact page at lifeinterruptedradio.com. Join us at Facebook, please. Keep the community going and thriving and commenting and cheering each other on over at Facebook, Life Interrupted Radio. Really appreciate your support there and keeping the community thriving as well. And join me next Friday night for another episode of the Autoimmune Hour, 7 p.m. Eastern Time is when we're always here. And you can always jump over to iTunes to find everything in podcast as well. If you have liked what you've heard, please give us a positive review on iTunes. Much, much appreciated to keep the show going strong and growing. And everyone, have a great weekend, whatever your adventures. Join me next Friday night. And as always, enjoy.
The information provided on lifeinterruptedradio.com is for educational purposes only. What you hear, read, and see on Life Interrupted Radio is based on experience only. The information presented here should never be used for any legal, diagnostic, or treatment purposes. always seek sound legal, medical, and or professional advice regarding any problems, conditions, and any of the recommendations you see, hear, or read here on Life Interrupted Radio. You've been listening to Life Interrupted Radio. To learn more, listen to other shows, and gain free resources that can help empower your life, be sure to stop by lifeinterruptedradio.com. This episode is brought to you by mindfulnessinactionbook.com. To get your free 4-minute guided meditation to relax, refresh, and renew in just 4 minutes, and who doesn't have 4 minutes? Stop by mindfulnessinactionbook.com now. This guided meditation is in handy MP3 format, so you can use it anywhere, anytime. Download it now at mindfulnessinactionbook.com.
Do you want to be a better leader, have better relationships, become more self-aware, be a better communicator? Hi, I'm Sharon Saylor, best-selling author, professional speaker, and executive coach. And my life passion is empowering professionals to be the best that they can be. After years of working with professionals, I've discovered the 7 things nobody is telling you that can cost you your clients, sales, and even your career. And I want to give it to you free. You've heard my show, you know my passion, and maybe we'll be working together sooner rather than later. So go grab this ebook now to find out the 7 things that's costing you big time over at SharonSaylor.com/radio gift. Hi, this is Sharon, and of course you know me from here on the Autoimmune Hour, but maybe you didn't know I'm also an author, mostly nonfiction, but recently I delved into the world of children's fiction with the Pinky Chenille series. If you haven't had a chance to check out Pinky Chenille and the Rainbow Hunters, go over and check it out at PinkyChenille.com. That's Pinky, P-I-N-K-Y, Chenille, C-H-E-N-I-L-L-E.com. Thanks. See you there.